So imagine your boss comes to you later today and says, we need you to move across the country. Odds are somebody listening to Morning Edition right now is going to have that experience today. One thing you might wonder about is how quickly you could sell your home. And today we're going to look at companies that want to move employees from one city to another. With house prices falling or staying flat in parts of the country, some companies say this is getting complicated. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Forrest Cook is an HR executive with NCP Solutions, a business outsourcing firm headquartered in Birmingham, Alabama. And lately, he's been spending a lot of time on the telephone. His 500-person firm decided to transfer some employees and hire several others, and he says most wanted to know early on what the company was willing to do to help them deal with the slowdown in the real estate market.
One of the first things they're saying, what kind of relocation package do you have? Do you buy the house? Are you willing to give a lot of extra time regarding relocation, that type of thing? So people are very concerned about that.
NCP has increased its relocation allowance, the amount it pays to help people move, by more than 30% in the past 2 years. And Cook says that's in part a reflection of the cooling housing market. But he says his company can't afford to purchase properties just because they don't sell quickly.
There are many large organizations that have very specific, well-developed, long-term, generous, and, comprehensive programs. We, a small company, we're not in the home ownership business, and a lot of risk with that right now.
He says his company has lost some hires and had some employees turn down transfers over what's been happening with real estate. Companies that can afford to buy someone's home or put new hires up in corporate apartments for extended stays are also reexamining their relocation policies. Joe Benavides is with Paragon Global Resources.
I think the market being what it is, more and more employers are considering actually putting what we call a guaranteed buyout as part of their relocation package.
Of course, there are a host of things that influence the decision to accept or reject a new job offer or a transfer besides home prices. Family concerns are the top reason, but companies in the relocation business say housing has moved higher on the list. Kathleen Morris with Prudential Relocations says about half of all companies say it's now gotten more difficult to recruit employees. According to a survey her firm did, she says as a result, companies need to be more flexible in terms of the help they offer.
Employers have to think of innovative ways to get resources from one location to the other. So they're using all sorts of incentives and really trying to assist employees in making sure that they can make those moves.
That flexibility can be as simple as providing employees with free airfare and hotel reservations to check out a new city. Some companies are even giving employees money toward fixing up their existing homes to make them more appealing in a tough real estate market. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.